Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Oh, boy.
I mean, the music is still awesome, but somebody's...
It's fine.
I mean, it's arguably the greatest movie soundtrack of all time.
It's just, I just feel like we hear it a lot.
This is as ubiquitous as the Star Spangled Banner. There's nothing more American.
I have to tell you, I do not know what the word ubiquitous means.
Yesterday, Disney Plus held a big event, and it focused not on broad Disney Plus content that they have coming out. It just focused on stuff coming out from Lucasfilm. And Lucasfilm is the logo that everybody sees before every Star Wars movie. And the reason why they say it is because there's actually one non-Star Wars property coming out on Disney Plus that I'm very excited about, but nobody else really knows about it. But remember the movie Willow?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Dada.
That's what I always say every time you say Willow.
It's getting a sequel, and it's getting a series sequel. The trailer came out, and it gave me so many goosebumps. Like, to hear the music again. Warwick Davis looks great. Willow looks great.
I actually really like Warwick Davis.
Yeah, he's hysterical.
I did not like him as Willow.
Oh, okay. Well, the character. I mean...
Yeah, it's made me sad.
Okay.
We put a baby in a basket and put it in the river.
Right, oh, sure.
That is more than I can handle.
Okay. But back to Star Wars, though. They announced the premieres of three Star Wars shows. One is the third season of The Mandalorian. Okay, I'm fine with that. I'm very excited for that one because The Mandalorian's a spectacular show. They announced another show called Ahsoka, which is all about the character Ahsoka that showed up in season two of The Mandalorian. She was Luke Skywalker's apprentice before he goes crazy. But
I gotta tell you, you're already losing.
Bear with me.
Okay.
It gets worse.
Okay.
Also, a show called Star Wars Skeleton Crew, starring Jude Law, which is about ? All they're saying is it's a coming-of-age story, so who knows what that is. They're doing another one called Andor, which is a prequel to Rogue One. I mean, these are in addition to already the other shows that they have, like the Boba Fett show. They've got Star Wars Rebels. They've got something called The Bad Batch. I am a Star Wars fan, and I am saying enough is enough. Thank you.
Wow, they really pushed you too far.
They're pushing me too far. I mean, listen, if you're a Star Wars fan, call 766-1065. Any Star Wars fan, 766-1065, and tell me if you agree with me or disagree with me. And it's fine if you disagree with me, but I need to hear justification. How many shows do we know? I know it is a very, very thick and rich and full.
Is it?
It is. There's a series of books. I have never read any of them.
God.
There's a series of books that came out and they've been around for decades. There's like 50 of them. And people write all kinds of like real deep bench Star Wars stories. Some are very dark. Some are very light. And that's what they're now mining.
No.
Disney Plus is
Gavin.
Like,
okay,
yes.
I'm sorry. That is not what you, what did you say? There's a very rich and full bench. If we are now going to the books, that's too, now we're just.
You know it's not based on books too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Now we're just digging into some like. Now we're just trying to find... What else could we do, guys?
There's part of me that agrees with you. There's the Obi-Wan show that premiered hours early last night.
Well, Obi-Wan is like, people know who he is.
I'm excited about that. Right. It's okay, let's... 766-1065. We're talking to Star Wars fans. Michael, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, you're saying...
Yeah, what's up?
Do you agree with me or do you disagree with me?
Yeah, you're absolutely wrong.
Okay, now justify all of these Star Wars shows.
Well, first off, you're not a fan because you said Ahsoka wrong.
Is it? Oh, Ahsoka? Is it Ahsoka?
Ahsoka.
Whatever. I'm not a fan. You know why? Because she comes from a cartoon. And I know that that cartoon, so many people have told me, what was it? Star Wars what? Clone Wars? Is that what it was?
Yeah, but that cartoon literally was like so huge for Star Wars because it actually showed everyone the Clone Wars.
I know, but I am a grown-up and I don't want to watch a cartoon.
Gavin.
What is a cartoon have to do with, like, that doesn't correlate, man.
That's where that character came from, right?
You can be a grown-up and watch anything.
You can be.
You can watch cartoons, you can watch documentaries, you can watch anything. You're right. Still a grown-up, it doesn't matter.
I'm saying you can be a grown-up, but still, there's nothing about that show that actually looked like it was for grown-ups. I've been told I was wrong about that, but I'm still not going to watch it. Okay, so I'm
saying... Well, they want to get kids into the... Because there's a whole new generation they're trying to get interested in Star Wars. So, like, that's kind of why that was, like...
I guess so. I don't know. Is Star
it's
Wars...
Like there's levels. There's the cartoons for kids. There's the television shows for the adults. There's the movies for everybody.
And you don't think you don't think that's a little too much?
No, not at all.
All right. Okay, Michael, you're allowed to disagree with me. Let's talk to David. Of course, it's all guys. David, do you agree with me or disagree with me?
I agree to an extent. I think they got to just... pick the right ones. I think a lot of it's nonsense that people don't really care about. But yeah, I'm with the other guy about Ahsoka. You gotta do a little homework on her, man.
I'm not gonna do my homework. You know why? Because I've got three kids and I'm busy. Damn it!
I've seen you do homework on way stupider stuff. I've watched you watch a street cam of a city in Wyoming for days.
Oh, that was. That was true.
So you get your best friend David right here, and you do the research that he's asked for.
That wasn't so much research. Yes. That was just me playing Candy Crush like you. It just calmed me down to watch an intersection in Wyoming. But, I mean, here's my dilemma, David.
Uh-huh.
I think it's too much, but everything that they've done has been good.
Yeah, I would agree to that. Other than Boba Fett got a little corny, little cheeky.
Did it? Never even got.
Hey, David,
never even made it that far.
Can I ask you a question? Do you hope to lose your virginity soon?
I don't know. I don't know if my wife's ready for that. We're waiting.
Great answer. I'll tell you what, you Star Wars nerds, you guys are funny.
Oh, well, we have our moments. I don't even feel like I should be part of the conversation anymore because
you're not a real fan. I mean, I will say, that's you just don't have the passion for it.
That's what it is. Yes. It has taken people that are like, oh, I like the Star Wars movies. And now it's created so much content about Star Wars that just liking the Star Wars movies makes you just this thing that you can cast aside now.
Oh, really?
Like you like the movies? The movies?
Aww.
Oh, you know what? Why don't you go over there with the rest of the people? Us Star Wars fans will be over here so we can talk about the Bad Batch and stuff
so
like that.
It's so hard for you guys to even be Star Wars fans because they're giving you too much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
How dare they?
Everything in moderation.
Including?
Moderation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.